This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As Turkey waits for a new prime minister to take over, it continues a standoff with the United States over Turkey's role in an Iraq war. Turkey's parliament has rejected the Pentagon's request to send some 60,000 troops through the country to invade northern Iraq. Incoming Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has suggested he may seek another vote, but it could come too late. The Pentagon is considering other options for a northern front that would use lighter, leaner forces and rely heavily on air power. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that's exactly what reformers say the military should be doing anyway.
It's taken months for more than 200,000 U.S. troops to deploy to the Persian Gulf, and now Turkey's wrangling is keeping the heavily armored 4th Infantry Division waiting, thousands of troops and tanks idling in cargo ships off Turkey's coast. For military analyst John Hillen, this illustrates precisely the problem with the old military and the need for what reformers call transformation.
Military transformation is bent on these ideas of mobility and agility and getting there quickly. And I think, you know, we've seen that the American military is still not as mobile and as agile as we might need it to be in the world of today's threats.
Last year, when the commander of U.S. forces in the Gulf, General Tommy Franks, drew up a preliminary war plan for Iraq, it was criticized for being too traditional, too reliant on heavy and slow-moving ground troops. Now, Larry Thompson of the Lexington Institute says the standoff with Turkey holds out an opportunity.
If the Turkish parliament continues to resist allowing U.S. ground forces to use its bases, then in effect what may happen is transformation will be thrust upon Tommy Franks.
In other words, if the 4th Infantry Division cannot move its tanks and other weaponry across Turkey into Iraq, analyst Hillen says the U.S. would be forced to scale back, flying in troops who would have to operate with much less equipment on the ground.
What might unfold in northern Iraq could very well presage a new style of warfare where we use mobile and lightly armed units on the ground, and instead of the traditional heavy firepower of artillery and tanks right next to them, their artillery and tanks are virtual in the sense that they're in the air and coming around in the forms of helicopters and attack aircraft and even unmanned aircraft to support them.
Lauren Thompson says the Pentagon could send in stripped-down units of the 4th Infantry Division, or another option being considered is to fly in the 101st Airborne, now deployed in Kuwait. That's one of the Army's most mobile units, designed to use helicopters and, as Thompson puts it, hopscotch across enemy territory.
That means that it fits in very well with a new strategic concept that the Army has developed called vertical envelopment. Vertical envelopment means flanking an enemy, but not by going around him. It means by going over him.
But flying over vast expanses of desert as battles rage below would still be incredibly difficult, says John Hillen.
What you'd literally have to do with a big division like that is leapfrog through the desert, where every couple hundred miles you would establish in the middle of nowhere a forward air refueling base in which you'd have to fly in fuel ahead of time, then all the helicopters would land and refuel. It takes a while to set up these things.
And once in northern Iraq, the 101st Airborne would seem ill-suited to the task. A main goal will be to secure northern oil fields, which could make lightly equipped troops sitting ducks against an Iraqi army that still relies heavily on tank power. But this does not worry Hillen. He says the U.S. could make up the difference with air power, which was devastating to Iraqi tank units in the Gulf War 12 years ago. And Thompson says the U.S. advantage has only grown since then.
The Iraqi military is not well equipped. All of our intelligence points to the conclusion that it will have difficulty capitalizing on any weaknesses in the U.S. force.
Most analysts still believe it would be preferable to move U.S. troops through Turkey. But if the Pentagon is unable to do that, they say any setback in the long run may be minimal. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.